Yes, I'd like to wish everyone a beautiful Shabbos and only good news for everyone. If you can please dial for Baruch Tzvi ben Shulamit Feiga. Baruch Tzvi ben Shulamit Feiga. He's very sick. Also, dial for Avameya ben Bela Feiga. Avameya ben Bela Feiga. Avachaim Dov Keller from Chicago, also very sick. Those are the ones right now, yeah. And now we're going to list all the cholim. Yehuda ben Shifra, Matisyahu Chaim ben Ittel, Baruch Tzvi, Binyamin Ovadia ben Esther, Binyamin Ovadia ben Esther, Yisrael Moshe ben Tzipor Feiga, Moshe Dov ben Feiga, Moshe Dov ben Bracha, I'll come back to Moshe Dov in a minute, Avam Yishayahu ben Aviva, Wachabas Ilana, Yehudit bat Wina, Yehudit Bat Wina, Wachabas Ilana, Kamen ben Chaya Blima, Moshe Avraham ben Alexandra Simon, Baruch Bendo Bennett ben Cyril, Leah Pesha Bas Dina, Chaya Malka Bat Batsheva, Misava Mishal ben Aviva, Daphne Brocha Zahava Bas Fega Leah, Daphne Brocha Zahava Bas Fega Leah, Moshe Dov ben Fega Brocha, Moshe Dov ben Fega Brocha, I believe. Brina Bracha Bas Rina, Yukutiel Zaman Ben Sara, Netanel Ilan Ben Shena Tzipora, Nava Mishael Ben Aviva, Lea Pesha Bastina, if you can please down for all those cholim. The founder of Eto should be Zechus Neshama, Baruch Tzvi Ben Esther, Baruch Tzvi ben Esther, also please daven for him. If you can please daven, the founder of Eto should be Zechus, Neshama of Amit ben Yigal, he was an Israeli soldier killed this past week by an Arab terrorist, Amit ben Yigal. If you can please, the founder of Eto should be Zechus, Neshama, and also the four-year-old kid who was killed near the Biblical Zoo by, I mean a car, I don't know whose car hit him. Zechus, all the Neshamas. So this week's parsha is Bahar B'chukosai. So when Moshe Feinstein's Azali asks a great question. Hashem said that I'm going to command, if you ask me how you're going to eat, you know, during the year of Shemitah, so I'm going to command you in the eighth, because how you're going to eat the year after Shemitah. So Hashem said, I'm going to command that a bracha should happen, and I guess you should have a lot of food. So Moshe Feinstein's Azali said, what's shat in that? If we don't ask Hashem, he's not going to give us food. Zakma Moshe Feinstein says, shat is that if we don't ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu what we're going to eat after Shemitah, Hashem's going to give us food, but it's not going to be a lot of food because a little food will fill us up. A little quantity of food will fill us up, and therefore we'll have more time to do mitzvahs, learn Torah, live Torah, do mitzvah, do chesed. But Hashem said, if you're going to ask me, I'm going to command a bracha that you should have a lot of food. But therefore you're going to have to plow the land, take care of the food, plant the seeds, water the fields. And therefore, you can have less time to learn Torah, less time to do chesed, because you have to worry about your fields. And also, when Moshe Feinstein also points out, the more property, you're going to have more worries. So that's what Hashem's saying. If you're going to ask me, I'm going to give you a bracha, but it's not going to be a bracha you're going to want. Then it says, right afterwards, if your brother or sister is in need, you should help them. And obviously, we're talking about financial need. So Dubno Magid said a beautiful word. Dubno Magid said, you would say, listen, I just went through Shemitah. I just had incredible Emunah B'tochen Hashem that Kadosh Baruch Hu, is going to take care of me. So why can't I tell the person also? Hashem will take care of you. Daven to Hashem. Hashem will take care of you. Zakta Dubno Magid, the Emunah B'tochen is on you, only for you. Don't throw it onto a fellow Jew. Don't throw it onto someone else. For you, yes, you work in your own emunah bitachon. But when someone comes in and says, I need staka, I need your help, you help them with a full heart. And that's why it comes right after Shemitah, because Hashem's saying, yes, for your own emunah bitachon, you work on it. But when a Jew comes in and says, I need your help, I need assistance, I need money, you want to help them. The Noam Eliezer, he was, I think, one of the old Sekhona Rebbe's, he says at the end of that pasuk, he says, v'chazak the bow. So Noam Eliezer asked a great question. Shouldn't be Vizakta who or Saul, but you're strengthening him by lending him money, by giving him stock, or you're strengthening that person. Why don't we Vizakta Bo? So Zakta Noam Eliezer. He said, Pshat is when you give a fellow Yid stakah or assistance, you're really helping yourself, meaning because Hashem's going to pay you back. That's what Zakta Bo, you're strengthening Bo, what's meant for you. Hashem's going to be paying you back there. Well, he says, when you get stuck, Hashem pays you back. So Vizakta Bo, you're strengthening the Bo, that reward you're supposed to get. Then Behar B'chulkosai, he says, B'chulkosai Teleichu. So we know the Orchaim HaKadosh has 42 explanations, but I mean, B'chulkosai Teleichu, Machi Zatia Melim Batoywa. So Rav Shechter from Skokie Yeshiva in Illinois said a beautiful pshat. Orchaim HaKadosh says, B'chulkosai Teleichu, means that even if you're on the road, even if you're traveling somewhere, you're on an airplane, you're in a car, you're on a subway, you're on a train, you have to still learn Toywa. And we learn that from the Pasuk Grishma of Lech Lecha V'derech. You have to learn when you're walking on the way. So Zok Rosh Shechter from Skokie Yeshiva, he asked the question, how does Orchaim HaKadosh get that this 42 explanation, B'chukosai Tilechu means Teyam Eilim B'toywa? Because in Kriyashma we say, V'dibarta Bam. Bam starts with a Bay and ends with a Mem. The Bay stands for Bereshit Balakim Eshmaim V'Arz, the first Pasuk of the Torah, Bereshit. Mem stands for Me'emasai, the first letter of the first word of Torah Shebaal Peh. So we see that Bay starts for Torah Shebechtav and Mem stands for Torah Shebaal Peh. And Bay's and Mem is 42. So that's Pshat where Pai the Orchaim HaKadosh said there has to be 42 learnings of Bechul Kosai Teleichu. The Walag just said different Pshat in Bechul Kosai Teleichu, Zak the Walag, that when you stay and live Torah, you'll be able just to walk peacefully. You'll be at peace. You'll be able to walk at peace in life. You won't have any worries. You won't have any daigus. Nothing's going to bother you, because when you steig in your Torah, you realize everything is from a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Then the Walag said two more words. It says, Bahar B'chul Kosai usually together. And we know Bahar means Bahar Sinai. And we know Sinai was one of the smallest mountains. So Hashem saying to us, remember when you learn, when to become a Fum Yid, to become an Eved Hashem, you have to be humble. But then why is Hashem doing it on Bahar? Why did Hashem put it in a valley? Give us the Torah in a valley or you know, a deep pit. So Zakta Balag, because a Jew also has to be a Har, has to be a mountain. A Jew has to realize that there's a lot of, that Hashem gave them a lot of Kedusha. Just being a Jew itself is tremendous Kedusha. So a Jew has to realize that there's a lot of Kedusha in them. They have to be like a mountain also. Yes, they have to be humble. They don't have to show it off. But they have to be a mountain. They have to, realize the greatness in them. To realize the Kedusha. And how you realize that? In B'chol Kosai Tilechu. When you learn and live Torah, that's the only way you're going to get the har out of you, the potential you have. And then the Walag said, Divim Shad, in B'chol Kosai Tilechu, Im starts with an Aleph, B'chol Kosai starts with a Beis, and Tilechu starts with a Tav. So what's Aleph, Beis, Tav? Emuna bitachon toiva. The more you steig and lift toiva, the more emuna bitachon you'll have in Hashem, and the more you telecho, the more your life will be at ease. Then the Orchaim HaKadosh, another beautiful word in Bechol Kosai telecho. Rashi says tiamelim batov. The more you learn toiva, telecho, the more you'll be going up the ladder of ruchnius. The more greater you'll become in serving Hashem. That's about telecho. Then the Orchaim HaKadosh has a different explanation. This is one of the several of 42 explanations. Orchaim HaKadosh said, "B'chol Kosai Teleichu." He said the different shot. Orchaim HaKadosh says that someone who really learns and lives Torah, when they leave this world and go to the Olam Emes, they're going to Teleichu. They're just going to walk in at peace, at ease, at Menuchas Nefesh. It's not going to bother them because they know they're just leaving this world to the next world. They're serving Hashem in this world. The next world, they get close to Hashem. You know what I'm saying? Teleichu, they'll be at ease. Then another Orchaim HaKadosh, it says, V'yislachti b'sochachem. In Parshat B'chul Kosai, Hashem says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to walk among you. So that's Pshat in B'chul Kosai Teleichu. Look to Orchaim HaKadosh. B'chul Kosai means Teyameilim B'toywa, right? So B'chul Kosai means Hashem's Chukim. When you learn Torah because you have to do it for the sake of Hashem, then Teilechu, you'll be walking with Hashem. You, Hashem and you will be walking together. Then, Rav Aaron David Goldberg Shlita for Shiva tells of Cleveland, another pshat. He said, you know, if you just learn let's say you just learn the Pesukim, you know, no pshat, no Rashi, no Ramban, no Sforno, no Ibn Ezra, you just briefly read the Pesukim. So you get something out of it, but the only way you really get more out of it is Tiyamelim Batayor. You know, when you really push yourself, you really toil and labor over the Chumash, over the Gemara, the Mishnah Berurah, or the Rambam, and you really toil over Torah, then you'll have so much, but it'll have a tremendous influence on you. But the only way you get this is because Hashem said, I'm going to give it to you. Hashem says, when you do Amelis with Torah, I'll make sure the Torah will get into you. I'll make sure that you live the Torah, that the Torah will have a Shpa on you. But the only way you get it by Amelis with Torah, because you think about it, let's say you do Amelis on a math problem. It's not going to have any influence on your life. So Hashem's saying, but I'm going to cause a miracle to happen. If you show me that you really do Amelis with Torah, you're really pushing yourself and learning Torah, then I'll make sure I'll get into you. And that's Rabbi Chukasai Teilechu. Teilechu means it's going to go into you. And the Rav Aaron David Goldberg would not say that different, but based on what he said, Teilechu, it's going to go into you, the Torah, when you really labor at it. Then when Moshe Feinstein, that's how I said, you know, says, Gishmechem, Hashem said, I'm going to give you, Natan Gishmechem Bi'itam. I'm going to give the rain in Gishmechem, I'm going to give your rain into you at the proper Bi'itam in the time. So Zakwa Moshe Feinstein, that's how, why it says Gishmechem? We're not a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So Zakwa Moshe Feinstein, that's how, he said the world was created for the sake of Torah, for those people who keep the Torah and learn the Torah, of course. So that's why Hashem said Gishmechem, it's your reign. The reason Hashem's saying, the reason the world is around because of you guys, because you're learning and living Torah. And obviously the women also who do their mission also. So he said, that's why Gishmechem. When you learn and live Torah, the rain will be yours. It'll be because of you the world will be around, no one else. Our Chaim Kanievsky Shlita from Bnei Brak asked another quick question. Hashem said, I'm going to make sure that, you know, you'll get the food you need. But partially, I think Kisavo, Hashem says, if you keep the Torah, Hashem tells Bnei Yisrael, if you keep the Torah, I'll make sure you'll be very wealthy. So here's Dr. Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, but in this partially it says, Hashem said, I'll give you the produce you need. Doesn't say you're going to become wealthy. So Zak V'chaim Kanievsky Shlita, because in this week's parsha we're talking about Amelus V'Torah, talking about people learning, living Torah. So Hashem does not want to make them wealthy, because unfortunately sometimes when someone becomes wealthy, like based on that one Moshe Feinstein we said in last week's in parsha Baha'i, B'Shemitah, you might get involved with the money, you might have worries, and it'll take you away from your learning of the Torah. So Hashem said, I'll make sure you have produce, you have what to eat. I'm not going to give you so much money. I'm not going to make you wealthy. So this way you keep learning Torah. And that's why in this week's parsha, we're talking about those who learn Torah. That's why Hashem said, I'll give you the food you need, but I'm not going to give you more. Oh, and then I forgot, in Mechuk Sai Telechu, Dr. Elta of Kelm. The Elta of Kelm said another beautiful word. So Elta of Kelm said, Mechuk Sai means Teimelim Batorah. So Elta of Kelm says a beautiful word. He says that, you know, when you of course, when you're in yeshiva or seminary, of course you're learning Torah. They'll tell you, you know, but he said the pshat is, but that's why he says Teilechu. You have to learn the Torah even when you leave it, even when you go to work, even when you become a lawyer, doctor, a physical therapist, a psychologist, a social worker, a nurse, a physician assistant. Teilechu. You have to, even when you walk into work. Even when you're in the work, you still have to learn Torah. Of course, not on the job, but we're talking about, you know, go at night, in the morning, or when you're driving to work, or taking the subway, or taking the train. You have to have for Torah, even Telechu, even when you're leaving the yeshiva or seminary. You still have to learn the Torah. The Alter of Kelm said that. Then one last thought, the Ksav Sofer, but he said, this, you know, in Mil Toch, Hashem said, I remember the bris I made with Yaakov. I remember Yaakov, Yitzchak, and Avraham. So Ksav Sofer said, Yaakovinu and Yitzchak were giants, but it should have been Avram first. Usually we say, okay, Avram, okay, Yitzchak, okay, Yaakov. So Hashem said, so Ksav Sofer said a beautiful voice. He said, in this area, Hashem saying, I'm going to rely on the Zchus of Yaakov to help you. If that is not going to, I'm going to rely on the Zchus of Yitzchak. If that doesn't help you, then I'm going to rely on the Zchus of Avram. because Yaakov had Yitzchak as a role model, and Yitzchak had Avram as a role model. But Avram had no role model to become a Fum Yid. Avram had no role model to become a true Eved Hashem. He did it on his own. So the Zechus of Avram was tremendous. So Hashem said, if I have to rely on that Zechus, that's going to be the last one. I'm first going to try Yaakov's Zechus and Yitzchak, and then if need be, I'll rely on Avram. But that's the last one, because that for sure, if Hashem relies on Avram, for sure you'll get what you need. Of course, Yaakov and Yitzchak were giants. So I'm going to tell you halachas again. Ask your local Orthodox rabbi. These halachas just discussed at the Shabbos table. You know, so if Yaakov Zev Smith said, let's say you're eating a piece, some tuna fish on a cracker, or a piece of meat on a cracker. So if Yaakov Zev Smith said you should make your brach on both of them, mizonos on the cracker, and then shahakol on tuna or shahakol on the meat, because both are very chashuv items. And obviously, if you eat enough, you'll have to make alamichya and brei nefashas. Then, Rav Ari Marcus from Eretz Yisrael said this, that let's say you know, you're in a house where there's only one or two bathrooms, and only one of them is really accessible. Like, the other one is a very small bathroom, it's hard to sit in it, or it's way, you know, it's whatever. You have one bathroom that's it's pretty much used all the time, and the other one's not accessible, I guess, on Shabbos. So if your bathroom breaks down on Shabbos, Zuck Rav Ari Marcus, you can go to a non-Jewish plumber, I guess it has to be non-Jewish, or go to your non-Jewish neighbor to call that non-Jewish plumber, and you can get that plumber to come over on Shabbos to fix your toilet, or fix your, you know, what you need in the bathroom. But we're not talking about fixing a shower or a bathtub. But again, we're talking about where you have no accessible bathrooms besides that one, you know. But on Shabbos, you can have a plumber come over. Obviously, I'm guessing he has to be non-Jewish, of course, and he can fix the toilet or the sink you need. And you can say to him, I'll pay you on Sunday. But you're allowed to get a plumber on Shabbos to come fix the bathroom or the whatever you need in the bathroom. But something that's really necessary for the bathroom to operate. We're not talking about, you know, fixing a shelf that came down. Again, ask your local Orthodox rabbi. These halachas just discussed at the Shabbos table. Have a great Shabbos. Yes, I just like to wish everyone a good Shabbos. There's just one more Dvar Torah left, and I forgot to mention, Amit Ben Yigal with the Divrei Torah Shabbos Chusis Neshama. He was an Israeli soldier killed by a terrorist this past week. Shabbos Chusis Neshama, Amit Ben Yigal, even this one. So the Chidah in Parshas Bahar says a beautiful word. The Chidah says that the Gemara Bracha says that, you know, when Bnei Yeshiva, those in Yeshiva, on Nisan and Tishrei, they would have to leave Yeshiva, you know, to harvest the produce, to get the food. So the Chidah said, when you 6 times 2 is a year, that's 12 months. You know, 2 months a year, Nisan and Tishrei, they have to leave Yeshiva to do the harvest, to get the produce. So it's 2 months a year they wouldn't learn. And times 6, that's 12 months, which is a year. So Zakti Chidah, that's one of the reasons Hashem gave Shemitah. Not the only reason, but so the Bnei Yeshiva can get back the year they lost in harvesting the produce. Now they'd have a whole year without just going straight of learning Torah. They'd make up that 2 months a year they lost over 6 years by just having a year of Shemitah of learning Torah straight. And they'd make up that, you know, those 2 months they lost over a 6 year period of getting the harvest. Obviously, for the people who are not Bnei Yeshiva, it was also supposed to be a year of learning Torah and getting close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Chidah just gives us one of the reasons for Shemitah, for the Bnei Yeshiva who lost 2 months a year, you know, getting the produce. I'd like to wish everyone a gewaldig Shabbos. I hope everything really is going well. And only besos tovas. Good Shabbos.